For the past 40 years, a federal housing subsidy program, known as Section 8, has helped low-income households, veterans, and people with disabilities by paying part of their monthly rent. But as the U.S. economy worsened in recent years, the number of people who qualify for that assistance has dramatically outstripped the amount of aid available. James Haskett is the manager of the Sonoma County Housing Authority, which administers the program locally.
Currently, we assist approximately 3,000 households in Sonoma County outside of the city of Santa Rosa. And we have over 15,000 households on the waiting list at this time.
In Santa Rosa, there are 1,900 vouchers in use right now and an additional 6,000 people on their waiting list. That's 21,000 households in Sonoma County that qualify for the assistance, but may have to wait 5 years or longer to get any help.
Folks have to be at or below 50% of area median income based on their household size. And we have preferences on our waiting list for people who live or work in our jurisdiction, Sonoma County, outside the city of Santa Rosa. And we have preferences for veterans, seniors, persons with a disability, and households with minor children.
Many who meet those criteria don't even bother to apply now, says David Grable, a Santa Rosa attorney and member of the Sonoma County Housing Advocacy Group.
There's a lot of people who would get on the waiting list, but when they hear that there are five times as many people on the list as there are vouchers, they don't even bother to sign up. It's part of the shortage of affordable housing, not only in this area, but all over the country. It's stronger in Sonoma County and other more expensive areas, but it's an enormous problem.
Section 8 vouchers are open-ended, notes Haskett, which is great for those who have them, but leaves him little to offer others.
That's one of the most difficult parts of the job. People come in and they're in need of housing. Some folks are facing desperate circumstances, and we don't have any emergency housing assistance.
Added to all this, the federal budget sequestration imposed an across-the-board 5% cut in funding for the Section 8 program. So far, the county has been able to offset that with an allowance for being in a high-rent region, while Santa Rosa is using another approach to bridge the gap. Carmelita Howard manages the voucher program for the city.
We have some reserves we can avail of, so right now we're just watching all the rent increases and how much money we spend every month. We are making sure to protect clients who are receiving it right now. We will not eliminate any of them.
But doing that is having a ripple effect on their waiting list.
We want to make sure that we have enough money for those who are receiving it. So we're calling less people from the waiting list. And our waiting list wait is about 6 years.
And, Howard adds, even for those who have the vouchers, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find some place to move into.
They're having a hard time because with the foreclosures happening, our Section 8 clients are really competing with all the other renters. And some landlords do not like to rent to Section 8. And then the other thing is that they are asking for higher rents.
Should the sequestration cuts extend into the next fiscal year, she says, even those who have a place to stay now could be at risk.
Then we might have to reduce our clients, the number of clients we serve.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.